Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Yeah.
Are you here?
I am, beautiful goddess.
Okay, we got it going. That's good. We just had some technical issues there. So you're live now, and we can just go ahead and get started on the topics, and you can announce your website and how to get a hold of you, and we'll just start it off.
Well, beautiful. Well, thank you again, Amanda, for inviting me on your show. I always love having the opportunity to speak about really cool things.
Yeah, I love you being here.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you to the listeners who are joining us today. I know the last time that, I guess it was a couple months, 2.5 months ago or so, I was on your show, and we visited a very powerful topic concerning releasing God's anointing through seeing and praying in the spirit realm. And I know on that show went on, people kept calling in, and it was so powerful. God's
light. Oh, I know. It was really an amazing show.
I know. And 3 days later, Amanda, I had a class in St. Louis here, and it was full. Every seat was full. And
that's wonderful.
And what happened during that class, I just wanted to share, was that people were so passionate about learning how to pray and see in the spirit realm that God came through me very strongly, our divine presence of our Creator. And it was flowing through each individual who was sitting in the class. You could just see it in their eyes. And I taught that very specific prayer, Amanda. And people were using that prayer with one another before they could even leave the classroom. And they were just, there was huge healings taking place on people, really powerful healings. Some people who had conditions, lifetimes of problems that they were just, these problems that were releasing on the spot, and they left, and my goal was to teach this prayer and to start a ripple effect, and they were going out starting a ripple effect using that prayer and understanding that they have the power of God in them, everyone does, to do these things. And that was my goal, was that to teach people that you've already got the power of God in you, and that you can do these things for yourself because you've already been anointed to do these things. Yeah, so I wanted to thank you for allowing me to come on that show last time, because that was a powerful show. Many people called me thereafter and contacted me, and I want to thank you, and I was able to help them in various ways. So
I'm glad. That's what we're here to do.
Well, you do a good job. You're spreading a lot of love through our world. What I do before any time that you invite me, I always channel, what is it that I need to bring forth today? Because I know you know me. Some of the viewers may know me if they've called in before. I work with a plethora of archangels and master teachers from the higher realms and the ancestors from other star nations. They're very beautiful. So I channel a lot from them. And it's like one big umbrella of unconditional love that they're all working together with in unity to help our earth plane to go through the transformational processes that we are to go through. So last night when I was up at my altar, I asked our Creator, I got quiet, and I'm like, what is it that I'm to talk about today? And there were a few things that came up. And as you know, we are in the thresholds of a special holiday season, Easter Sunday. And I feel like it's a time of celebrating Christ and his resurrection. It's a time of celebrating. Yes. It's a time of celebrating family and gatherings and our little ones hunting Easter eggs. And, you know, I think of Christ consciousness and what is that? And what does Christ consciousness mean? And as you know, I work strongly through Jesus. He shows himself to me. He's beautiful. And when I asked him, and I shared this on our last show, Jesus, how would you explain Christ consciousness to people? And he said, Beth, it's unconditional love. It's absolute unconditional love. It's having unconditional love for ourselves, for those who live in our world. And these are special times we're in, and it's always seen through the filters of God. And as you know, we have our days, and we're like, I don't feel so unconditional loving. You know, something might happen in our life.
Right.
And honestly, you know, if we're in unconditional love, the Christ consciousness, Amanda, we're always thinking with higher thoughts. We're always leveling up. We always have and hold that understanding that no matter what we're going through, our Creator is within us, and that there's always a way through, and that way through is our Creator coming through us and allowing whatever needs to take place with incredible love and compassion and mercy and grace. So I just wanted to touch on that. And before I go on, I was also shown to read, to pull one of my Doreen Virtue Jesus cards. And it's so
yes, I love those cards. They're fun.
I know, and they're fun. And it came to me, you're to pull one of those cards. And it was, you know, it couldn't have been more perfect. I said, Jesus, and I said, God, what is the message that I need to send out today? And it's one of my all-time favorites. And it was like right on time. And it's this: all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. I teach that. And I always pray
that
in Jesus' name.
That is a wonderful message.
Thank you, Amanda, because I utilize that always in my work, my world service work, you know, for my clients, for the community work, my classes. And I tell you, you can ask something really powerfully in your heart, but God will bring it much bigger. it's like so powerful. And I just think of, you know, sacrifice. And at this time
right.
that we're in, it's that, you know, Jesus made the biggest sacrifice of all. And I think to myself, what can we do? What can each of us do to make our world a better, happier, joyful place to live in? And, you know, it's simple gestures of love. It's a kind smile. It's listening to others who need our ear and guidance. It's community service, whatever that might be. But it also, it starts a ripple effect. And when I'm out in a store, and maybe, you know, I like to practice when I go up to, and I'm maybe at the grocery store and I'm putting my groceries on the belt, and I look at the name tag of the person working there, and I say their name, and I say, how are you today? And maybe they don't look very happy, but I start a conversation with them, and I just, you know, thank them, and I just bring their spirits up. So it's small things that can, you know, start a ripple effect in someone's life, and you may not even know how you touched them. And so I believe it's all about, you know, the Christ consciousness that we hold and that we are, and to love ourselves as our Creator loves us, and to really take a look and an inner look at ourselves and what that is. And I believe it starts with ourselves, Amanda. I believe we must look inside of our hearts, and, you know, we're all holding, some of us are holding on to unworthiness or fear or lack or self-judgment. God, our Creator, gave us a spirit of courage and not fear. Therefore, you know, every morning, Amanda, and I think this is important for each of us, and I speak this to my clients and my classes, I start off every morning in my heart, in my heart center, and I ask for divine Creator, you know, or for God's his love and his direction and wisdom to pour through for my daily journey and to counsel. And I just quiet my mind, and I still my heart, and I listen to God's wisdom, you know, his supreme will for me for that day. And I found that
that's wonderful.
Well, thank you. And what I found is that people get real busy. They get busy, Amanda, and they have all this stuff on their plate. They've got a full day. Maybe they got meetings. Maybe they have conferences with their children's teachers. Maybe they have a meeting, and they rush out the door. And they're just going in every direction. And if they would spend time in the morning just in that beautiful, I call in the heavenly realm, okay, because I can go in and out of the heavenly realm. I just go into the heavenly realm with our Creator, Amanda, and I just quiet my mind and I ask, what is the most important thing for me to accomplish today? What is it that I need to do today to start my day? And I channel a lot of different wisdom, and maybe our Creator will say, Beth, you know, you've got a class coming up. You need to work on these things, or you've been wanting to work on this project that's been on your mind very heavily. That's your spirit telling you You know, go do something. Go make that call to someone who's going to help you. Go start in the project a little bit. And before you know it, you're just what seems like a mountain before you. It just starts to melt away because you're taking those necessary steps and trusting and following like a good student, you know. And everything just starts to come into fruition. And before you know it, you've got this incredible peace in your heart. And today, you know, I'm speaking about what seems very simplistic messages. But for some people, it's not. It's not even on their wavelength to do these things. And I tell you, I promise you, if people would start their day calling in Christ's peace, Christ's consciousness, it would completely shift everything within them.
It would shift the dynamics. Right.
It shifts dynamics. You know, I know you know this. And so it's us thinking we've got to do it all. You know, oh, I got to do all this. And we only have so many hours in the day. But how much time do we spend on our Facebook? Or do we find something else to do or get on TV? Or you know what I mean? When we could be moving in the right direction to accomplish that which God has destiny for us. Because sometimes some of these things that we're asked to do just seem so big. And I found that when we just take little baby steps, little turtle steps, we move in that right direction and we're able to accomplish what we need to accomplish. But I start every morning in the altar of my heart. I see an image of Christ in my heart because I work strongly with him. I get super powered up and I'm just led in the right direction. So I'm pretty sure you can contest to that when we seek higher counsel, higher wisdom, it will pour through. It will pour through amazingly. And it's kind of like the opposite spectrum is if we are going somewhere, you know, if I'm being asked to go to a meeting somewhere with a really cool spiritual group and I've never been there before, if I just drive, I'm directionally challenged, you know, without map questing it or Googling it, that map, I'm probably going to get lost. So I go map quest that address. I get the wisdom that I need, and then I'm shown the path to go. So it's the same thing. It's just I ask wisdom of God to come through my shiny heart every day, and I ask what is the right steps for me to take, and I'm led in the right direction. So pretty simple stuff.
Right,
so anyway,
but really powerful stuff too. I mean, even though it's really simple, it's something that, you know, you can utilize and use that will help you, you know, on a journey. It's like when I was with my friend, we did a house blessing on this lady's
yes.
house. She was talking about some lower energies, and pretty much I did, you know, what you're talking about there with seeking wisdom and all of that. And when
wow.
I got done just kind of doing the basic incense, and I used a singing bowl and we used some sage, and that seemed
yep.
to, you know, really do good. And then I came down and talked to the family, and I pretty much said something very simple. I said, you know, something that is lower energy feeds off of arguments, negativity, fear, you know, all of that. And I said, so the key
yeah.
is to pray and keep your energy up. And they did feed it again because some energy happened with some other people in the house besides who we talked to. So we had to kind of
right.
go back and, you know, redo it again and talk to them about,
right.
you know, what feeds these kind of lower things is where you're energy is the same kind of concept. So it's really awesome that, you know, you're simply saying, well, what I do before I go somewhere is, you know, I do these things and I seek wisdom and I go higher up. That's really the key to it.
It is. And you stated a really powerful point is that I can go to, I've done that with other people at their homes or I've counseled people about these things, but there's levels of understanding. And as they grow in their consciousness of that understanding, then they will get it at a higher level. They'll get it. They'll go, oh, now I get it. So each time you speak to them or you guide them, they get it at a higher level. Me too. You know, no matter what work I do, there's always a higher understanding of wisdom and understanding of what these things are. it's never ending. But I found that with some of my clients, there is a constant reminding them. These are the things that are going on. Yeah. And it's like they'll get it when they get it. And that's what God said.
Yeah.
I said, God, you know, I keep telling some, you know, these beautiful people, this is what's going on. And he said, Beth, they're listening to the opposition. That's what he said. They're listening to the opposition sometimes. So they're not, you know, they're still growing spiritually, but they're also listening to the opposition, which is not the truth. And so we have to know that we are God's bright, shiny vessels of light. We must understand the power of God is within each of us, and we must seek that power and that wisdom and stand strong in that power and take authority of that power and live that way. But it's it is definitely a conscious choice for people. It's also maturity. It's also spiritual maturity, which all of us are moving through. Even the most, I spoke to pastors who are really evolved, and they too will say, you know, I thought I really had this. God showed me, wow, there's more to this. You know, there's more to this. So,
yeah.
So there's many veils. And so, you know, it's a habit. I start off my day, you know, it's a decision I have. It calls me to do the work and to call in Creator's wisdom, because our Creator's wisdom is higher than our wisdom. I want our Creator's wisdom, not my wisdom, to be combined
with
my higher self, the wisdom of God. So I sit quietly until I hear. And sometimes those messages come in loud and boomy and ba-boom, and sometimes a small voice or a feeling. So, you know, and before I do any of this work, I call in my higher self, because our higher self is, you know, it's who we are. It's that God image, and we must always reside in our higher self. So I'm constantly residing in my higher self, and my work has expanded exponentially as a result of that. So I just wanted to touch base on some of that and, some of that wisdom, and I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, because there's two things I was shown to talk about. There's many things I could talk about, but as you know, many
people
know.
See, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have you back for all these wonderful topics that you teach on, because it's, you know, your wisdom is really fun. It's nice to hear what you have to say too, and you know, I identify with a lot of things you do, and I know that, you know, we follow very closely in each other's footsteps, because, you know, I'm your little sister, but it's just wonderful, the things that you teach. They're just wonderful to hear, and, you know, people really get, you know, deep messages from you, and so we'll just have to have you back for all these wonderful topics for you to share.
Well, I'd be happy to share. So a big part of the work I do, Amanda, is I do global work. It goes beyond the earth plane. But, you know, my sole purpose is to work over the planet, and I've been given many sacred tools from our Creator to do specific work over our planet. I work very strongly with the Pleiadians, you know, the Lemurians, the Galactic Council, the Brotherhood of the Light, a lot of master teachers of incredible high resonance. And so together, it feels like magic, you know. The work that comes through me, but it's part of my soul purpose. But one of the things that is going on the planet is that many people know that the veils of the earth plane are thinning, which is beautiful. And this is allowing powerful energies to flow through our earth planet. We have been moving from the third dimensional realm to the fifth dimensional realm for some time now. The third dimensional realm being very dense, you know, lack, fear, self-doubt, rejection, all those energies that mass consciousness has been holding. But the new energies that have been coming into the earth planet for some time are the fifth dimensional energies, which are unconditional love, the Christ conscious energies. As those energies flow through our earth plane, it's causing monumental shifts within the cellular structure of everyone on the planet. For those of us who are very aware of these shifts, we're going through a powerful awakening. Now, everyone on the planet is going through an awakening, whether they know it or not. Some people are still in a sleep state, But one day they'll just wake up and they'll be like, they'll come out of their sleep state and wonder what the heck was going on, and they'll join the rest of the people that have gone through the awakened state. That's how it's been done for millennia. But the cells of her body are going through rapid transformational shifts. Binding energies that we have been holding are releasing and allowing a whole new calibration to take place within our cellular makeup. What this means is, as these new energies are coming in through the planet, we are not separate from that. We are connected to our Earth plane and to all living things, all other planetary systems. So it's causing dense energies. These beautiful, beautiful Christed conscious energies are coming into our Earth plane in through our cellular makeup, allowing our cells to shift, to resonate, to just vibrate. And so where there's dense energies, they're going to shift out. They have to. So a lot of people are going through these shifts. They're like, what is going on? You know, it's like, why do I feel this way? Well, you're literally awakening. It's like a rebirthing within each cell of your body. It's like they're being reprogrammed to the new energies. And some people, they're calling me, or they'll be in my classic, Beth, it just feels like there's thunder going on in my body. And I say, there is. It's like, because your cells are releasing dense energies, past life, you know, drama, rejection, old third-dimensional illusions, which are not the truth. It's just fear-based illusions that are held within the cells of our body. They're releasing. And all of us are going through it. Some of us really feel it very strongly. And when we feel that, we just need to move through it. We stay anchored in our heart, and we just allow that birthing to take place. We get rest when we need to get rest, and we allow those new energies to come through ourselves. What takes place is this, as you well know, Christed energies are flowing through the earth plane, in through our cellular makeup. We begin to resonate at a higher vibration of our I Am presence, of our God self, allowing us to birth and awaken in to the true identity of who we are and all that we've ever been. And what people will find is that their perceptions will open up like a beautiful flower with many petals. They just open up. And one day you're thinking thoughts, you know, you're thinking things this way. The next day you're thinking things at a whole higher level, because you're resonating at a higher level. You're birthing. You're rebirthing at a whole new level of understanding of these multidimensional realms and the energies that are coming through, and you're making a stronger contact with your heart center. Your heart, it's as if the motor, the heart center, is like it's like a generator, and it's vibrating, you know, more and more and more. Well, what you're doing is you're stepping into your truth. You're stepping and harnessing into your truth of who you are. And so these new energies that are streaming into the planet are powerful, and they're full of light. They're Christ-conscious energies. And they're allowing us to cleanse energies, lifetimes, you know, letting go of old ways of thinking, old patterns. You know, I look at it like a cosmic cleansing. It's kind of like when you drive your car in through the car wash and your car's all sparkly. Your inner world shines and your outer world shines, and it's beautiful. So that's a lot of the work that I do, is I help assist
and that's
people.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah, you know, it's a big part of my work and the classes that I hold. I'm anchoring in to the multidimensional realms, the heavenly realms, and we're anchoring into those energies. And as we anchor into those energies, we can't help but let go of the old thoughts, old programming, and allow in the new energies to anchor into the cellular structure of our body. And it's really beautiful. It's like the chrysalis, you know, the caterpillar that was in the crystalline structure, the chrysalis structure, opening up out of that and then birthing into the butterfly. We will go through constant rebirths. We will go through many rebirths as these new energies come through. It's just so powerful and beautiful. And just, you know, to reminding ourselves that we are not separate action of these energies coming in through the planet. We are not separate from one another. We are not separate from the earth. We are not separate from all that has been co-created and created. So, you know, we too are moving through this powerful shift. And so I say to people, when you're going through it, because some people get really scared or anxious, and I say to them, be glad, be happy. You're birthing. Just rest when you need to rest. It's a beautiful rebirth. And through this new age that we're going through on the planet, it's a beautiful rebirth of the Christed energies. And it allows us to align to our natural state of living with our truth and our authenticity. And, you know, we must align ourselves with those who are in alignment with God's concepts and agreements. And people will find, you know, that there are friendships that will fall away to the wayside because they are no longer supporting you in your path and where you are going in energetically. And there have been people that have fallen away out of my life, Amanda. Not that I don't like them, but we're no longer resonating. And if I were to hang with those people, I'd be pulled down. And so it's very important to all of our listeners to surround yourself, your community of people, your friendships with people who will assist you right now in your journey and where you're going. And some of you, I know there's somebody, I can feel it, you know, that there's are friendships that you want to hold on to, but you don't want to, because you don't want to make them mad, you don't want to hurt their feelings. But the truth is, who's going to help you stand in your power? Who's going to support you? Mm-hmm. Who's going to lift you? Who are you going to be your teachers? Who are going to assist you? So these are really important things for each of us to surround ourselves around people who are going to build us up, who are going to help lead us on our journey, who are going to, you know, I hold hands with some pretty powerful people on the planet. I surround myself with beautiful, powerful people. And when I say that, I mean that in a very humble and loving way. They are very Christ-conscious filled. They lead with authority, and they have really good discernment. So for some of us, it's hard to let go of people that we love. Doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't talk to them. But you might not spend as much time with them as you have in the past. So I choose God's awesomeness. I choose to surround myself around people who are going to support me. And so it's really quite beautiful. And, you know, I just find that the constant shifts that I'm going through, Amanda, to be so amazing. And I have experienced on a massive scale powerful shifts. There is such a deep alignment with my higher self and God's divine plan for me that my world service work has increased with the power of the heavens streaming forth. And once again, you know, none of these magical experiences could have occurred had it not been for my desire to harness into God's love for me and to harness into this unconditional love and bring it out energetically to our planet. Life has been really great. And so, you know, what feels important today is to ask people to go to the altar of their hearts and to go into, you know, beautiful meditation and slow down. Quiet their minds, slow down, and go into the altar of their hearts and ask for God's divine wisdom to flow through and to trust that wisdom, anchor in and harness into that wisdom and make that a daily habit. And they will be surprised where they will be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, if they form that daily habit of anchoring into God's wisdom. Because our Creator wants what's right and best for each of us. And as we do that, we trust that wisdom, then we have that light to follow. And our world just becomes, you know, it's just infused with unconditional love. And people will find that their journeys will open up, their paths will open up, that they will be led to exactly what they're here to do. And, you know, everything that I do is through the greatest good of all mankind. And as I hold that intention, Amanda, to be a very open conduit for our Creator to work with and through, our Creator takes me out further and further and further out into the multidimensional realms. And the light and the power of our Creator comes through me. My work expands. And I'm not doing the work because, oh, look what I'm doing. But I'm doing the work because this is what I'm here to do. Yes. And then as we stay humbly in our hearts, then God will bring more to you and expand that light out more and more. And it's really beautiful. It's very beautiful. And you see how extraordinarily powerful and bright you are, because we are not separate from our Creator. We have that trademark of our Creator. And how can you not be powerful and wonderful and unconditional love when you harness into the trademark of our Creator? Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, what you say is just really powerful, because it's something that, you know, we can really utilize and look at and, you know, take time to do in our daily, you know, activities. Even if it's, you know, in the morning when you're, you know, out running around, you know, there's, like you said, it's just really tuning into that higher frequency.
It is, and it's, I think, you know, it's been a habit of me for me for so long that for 24/7, you know, 24/7 I'm in that space, Amanda, because I've practiced being in that space. And people ask me, well, how, you know, you've got this discernment, you're strong. And I say, because I did the inner work first. Because
right.
I had a desire to do the inner work, to do the necessary clearing that I needed to do to be a more magnified conduit, an open conduit for our Creator to work through, so that I could hear with better discernment. And it starts with the inner work, Amanda, and people must desire that. They must decide to do the inner work and to seek the higher realms. I seek the heavenly realms. I go in and out of the heavenly realms, and I do my work from that space. And so in the heavenly realms is in your heart. All you have to do is call it in, your higher self, and then do your work from that position. Okay. Now what's coming to me is that I want to, I was guided to do an angel reading this morning. And
wonderful.
And so I pulled the angel crystal. And this is the message that our angel crystal has. Have faith and hope, because there is something positive and new on the horizon that you can't see. And I'm going to read on about what crystal speaks, our angel crystal. The seeds that you have planted are beginning to sprout results. You may not even be aware of these results. However, since they are in their infancy, now it is more important than ever to stay positive and to hold a clear vision of your desire and intention. Avoid skeptics or those with negative mindsets. Daily action, even if it is only consisting of baby steps toward the fruition of your dream, is essential. A phone call, a letter, or reading relevant material will keep the energy of your manifestation at a high level. Every day, positively affirm that you have already achieved or exceeded your dream. And most important, ask for angelic assistance every step of the way. And I find that very interesting, because when I think of the card that I pulled with Jesus about asking, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Well, as we ask our Creator in Jesus' name to help us manifest our life dreams and passions, and then we take those necessary steps, because God will plant them on your heart. He'll say, go do this today. Make that call. And you make that call, as the angel crystal spoke of, you know, make that call. Baby steps. You will find that your dreams will come to fruition. And then to see, what does that end product look like? When I have a class, Amanda, it could be any class, I hold the vision in my heart, and I always pray over my class and those who are to attend. I see how many people are going to be there. I see the words that I'm going to speak. I call in the wisdom of God to speak through me. What are those words? I see the shiny faces of my clients and smiles on their faces. I see the end product, and I see that the intention is that people will manifest that what they need to manifest and hear what they need to hear for their life's journey. And it always comes to fruition because I follow and trust God's divine wisdom. And I just get out of the way. So I wanted to share that reading with you and the listeners to start your day with purpose. And I promise you, if every day, and some of you I know are already doing this, I can feel it, but it's not a daily habit. for those of you where it's not a daily habit, I promise you, if you seek God's wisdom each and every day for your steps, you will have much peace in your hearts, and you will find the exact steps that you need to take for that day, that week, that month, to prepare you on your journey. And just trust and let go and do those things. We can be shown what we're to do and not take action steps, and nothing will come into fruition, and it will be stale. But that's the same as not trusting our Creator. But when we follow that divine wisdom that's planted in our heart, that seed of wisdom, and we water it with action steps and doingness, then what we're doing is we're God in action, and we're manifesting God in action. We're manifesting, and it's a beautiful ripple effect. So I just wanted to share that with you. Okay.
And that's awesome. I love that.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, and Amanda, this is what I wanted to speak about. And if there are callers who want to call in and ask questions, you and I could come together and help them. Okay?
Yep. Our phone number is 347-237-5339. You can hit 1 on your keypad. We had some technical difficulties earlier, so we're back online again. You can check out Beth Sader at unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. You can also find her unlockyoursoulspurpose.com.
Yeah, unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. And then my phone number is 636-299-8694. And
awesome.
If they go to my webpage, they can fill out a free consultation, Amanda. It's a free 1.5-hour phone call consultation where if they have some questions that I can help them with, I can help them there, but they have to fill out that consultation in order for me to get it. And if there's any listeners out there that fill that out, that consultation out within the next 72 hours, which is Wednesday night. By the time they fill that out, they will also have the opportunity to have a session with me at 20% off, which is a savings of $50. A savings of $50. If they fill that consultation form out and then they should decide to have a session with me, they can take advantage of that savings. I just wanted to add that.
That's okay. Awesome. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and give you a chance to kind of get ready to go, and the listeners can have their questions ready, and we will come right back. How does that sound?
And that's fine. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Me. A cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Beth Fader. You can check her out at unlockyoursoulspurpose.com. You can fill out that form and have some great deals there. Her phone number, if you're interested in talking with her about a session, is 636-299-8694. Her email is bethfader@me.com. If you want to check me out, it's Amanda Dowell with one L on Facebook. I'm starwaya@hotmail.com and Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. If you want to check out Bethany Caudill and her music, it's Bethany, CAUDILL.com. So we're back now and we're going to take some questions. Our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. You can hit one on your keypad and we're going to go ahead and take some callers and bring Beth back. Welcome back, Beth.
Well, thank you, Miss Amanda. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll get started here with our first caller, which is area code 248. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the
air. Hello.
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 How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have been a reader for several years, very seasoned, and I am looking for different ways to protect myself. I was wondering if you could give me a little bit of insight on that.
What is your name?
Katie.
Katie? Oh, hi, Katie. Nice to meet you. So you're looking for protection?
Yes, protection.
What are you doing right now, Katie?
I use a wand, and I also do prayer before each reading, and I center myself, and I ask for guidance, and I wear different necklaces with talismans on them, different tokens.
Okay, beautiful. Well, Amanda, I'll share some of the things I do, and then you, if you want to add or so. Katie, there's a lot of things
sure.
I do, especially since our Creator's got me doing some big service work. I see everything out there. And, I have different tools that have come to me that I use. But one of the things, you might be doing this already, but I call in Saint Germain's Violet Flame and the Ruby Flame.
Uh-huh.
And through me, through the person I'm working with, through the space that I'm working at, through, you know, I work in different areas, but then I expand the ruby flame and the violet flame. It's a very powerful shield of protection. I also call in the shield of the Elohim and the Shekinah pillar. Now, these are master teachers of the higher realm that when you call them in, you've got a powerful anchor of light and protection around you. And I call it, it's called the Shield of the Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-M, and the Shekinah Pillar, S-H-I-K-I-N-A-H, Pillar. And call them in and ask those teachers to anchor in a powerful, powerful space of protection around you. You're also, and this is what God told me to say to people. Can you still hear me? Because somebody's trying to call me on the other line.
Yeah, I can
hear
you. You're doing good.
Okay. Because somebody's trying to get in over here. I also call in the Christed energies. And that was one thing that came into last night, was that Jesus said, Beth, tell people to call in and anchor in the Christ conscious energies around their space and through them, because it's a powerful shield of protection. And there's many other things that I do. I also call in a legion of archangels to come in and camp around me, as if you, and I see them, they come in, they're in a full circle around me with their swords held high over my head. Katie, I mean, I go in for the big guns. When I call protection, I call it that, all these beings and more. But the Shield of the Elohim, the Shekinah Pillar, Saint Germain's Violet Flame, and the Ruby Flame are powerful tools, and the Christ Consciousness. Okay?
Thank you.
And Amanda,
you.
If you Yes, you're welcome. There's, you know, there's, Amanda, if you want to add, you know, please do.
I do the same thing you do. I call in a lot of the same stuff because I do a lot of the same, you know, work. But like you, I call in the archangels. I call in the, you know, I do the prayers. I've worn different stones too. You know, a lot of the common ones people will, you know, talk about is smoky quartz or black tourmaline and all of that. I've done that too. But, you know, I also work with different tools and different things, just like, you know, Beth does as well. So, you know, I like those ideas and I like those pointers. There's a lot of different things you can do. I've also used the Metatron prayer as well as the Violet Flame and many others and find them, you know, really useful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Katie.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Wonderful. I will be back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
have a great
day. Blessings. Bye-bye. Keep in touch. Okay, our next caller is going to be area code 404. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, ladies, for taking my call.
No, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
What is your name?
My name's Nancy, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Nancy?
Nancia.
Nancia, how pretty. Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty name.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question is, it's in regards to finances, I guess. I'm needing more of a steady flow of income coming in. What my husband's bringing in isn't enough. I'm just trying to see. I've been trying to apply for different positions. Do you get something coming in for me or him, I guess?
What is your area of expertise, Nancy?
Well, I'm in the medical field now, but I'm trying to transition into the human resource area, and I'll be graduating in September. So that's what I started applying for.
Okay. Well, Amanda, do you want to start with that?
You know, I'm feeling like you're going to do really well with going into HR. I'm being told that, you know, the orange citrine color would be really good to surround yourself with, even some citrine stones and adventuring. Those are usually good for, you know, manifesting money. Also jade and maybe even looking up the Metatron prayer as well. That calls in abundance. I remember right off doing that, and it'll, you know, bring in the flow of abundance more than just asking for guidance from your angels and guides. Particularly Archangel Michael really stands out really well with you. Okay. That's what I'm picking up for you. How about you, Beth?
I am, and also I'm hearing the word resources, and as far as references of who you know in the medical field who can open some doorways for you. And I know that you said you've applied. Is there anyone in the medical field who could open? You've got great communication skills, by the way. You do. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, because Archangel Gabriel is coming forth, and Archangel helps with communication. So what I'm picking up is, who do you know in the medical field, in the areas of expertise that can help you open a doorway for you and to support you? Because I am seeing, like, HR. I'm seeing HR. And, boy, you're to call in Michael and Gabriel. Gabriel's coming in really strongly here, okay, both Michael and Gabriel. So as Amanda stated, all those things, to do those things, and were you here to hear the communication I spoke of?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pray about it.
Okay.
Great. This is what
okay.
I do. And this is Nancy. When I pray that if there is something that I'm to go do, let's say I'm just going to use this example. I want to find a teacher who will help support me in a particular area that I want assistance in. I pray to God, I get really quiet in my heart, and I pray with all my heart, God, will you please shut the doorway to all those who I'm not to work with, and open the doorway to those who I am to work with, who are going to support me on my soul journey and my path, where I'll be happy and joyful. and I will be utilized as you would want me to be utilized in your will, and to open those doorways up. And it always happens, Nancy, it always happens that I am led to the right teacher. So ask every day with your whole heart in prayer, and trust that that which needs to come to you, that will open up for you, okay? But I am definitely seeing Archangel Michael and Gabriel, and they are important for you to speak to, because Gabriel is his communication. And just who, you know, like networking, who do you know that can be an ear and eye for you in that industry that will support you, okay? And trust, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. Have a fantastic
day. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you for calling in. Keep in touch. Okay, our next caller is area code 573. You're on the line with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Well, hello, Beth. Hello, Amanda. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Beth. How are you? I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in there anyway.
Good deal.
yeah. I was just wondering if you have anything that you'd like to share with me from the angels or whomever.
The first thing I heard, know that you are God's peace and trust. That's the first thing I heard before you could even finish your speaking. Know that you are God's peace and trust. Okay. Because you've been going through some medical issues here. And right?
Yes.
And how's it going? May we go there?
Yeah, you can go there.
What's going on?
I just had the pump taken off on Friday. Because I had the chemo on Wednesday, and it gets taken off on Friday.
Okay.
So, and I haven't been too good after Friday.
Okay. So are you getting enough rest?
That's probably one of my downfalls. I don't like to do that.
Okay. So what I'm being shown is to pray over you, too. Your body needs rest, Marilyn. Okay. So your body is saying, I need some rest here. So there's a reason why I asked you. I just felt Creator come through me and ask if you're getting enough rest. The cells of your body are going through huge shifts right now. And I'm just seeing on your heart area, I really want to pray with you.
Okay.
May I pray with you?
Yeah. All me.
Okay. I'm just going to get real quiet here. And I ask that Amanda just joins us in holding that space of prayer. I see right in your heart center.
Yes.
Just something that needs to shift off and release. And so I'm going to pray. You know how I pray. I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
So I want you to relax your body. I want you to relax your body. Just quiet your mind and receive. Father, I see right in her heart center. It looks like it's like a dark energy that needs to be transmuted. It's like a problem causing a problem for you. And I command that area to relax. I command that area to relax right there in Marilyn's heart center. I command that area to relax. And I command that problem to go in Jesus' name. I take authority over that problem. I command you to release and to let go. You cannot stay. I command that area to release. I command that problem to go and to release and release out into the earth plane and never return. I command that area to release. Now, what I want you to do is I just want you to receive God's anointing, Marilyn. Okay? Take a breath in and just release and just receive God's anointing. There you go. Now, I want you just to move your body around. Move your body. When we move our body around and we take action, then God's anointing comes through us through that action. So stand up, dance a jig, move around, move your body. It's when we take that action that God's anointing comes through. There you go. How much better do you feel?
I feel better. I don't feel that weight in the center of my chest. I felt like all my food and everything I eat stays in the center of my chest.
Well, there was a heaviness there that wanted to go. It didn't belong there. Yeah. And that's what God was showing me to go to. So just take another breath in Father, we glorify you and your son Jesus for that healing. Thank you, thank you. I just want to pray over Marilyn, Father. I pray that all the sickness and illness of her body, whatever has been causing her to not feel well, to release and to let go in Jesus' name, that her body heals 100% and that the Holy Spirit flows through her body from head to toe, every cell awaken in God's light and authority in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I'm hearing, because we've worked together before, Marilyn, is to harness into that prayer often and to understand God loves you and to take authority over all sickness and illness. And as you've heard me speak earlier today with Amanda, that sometimes we need to keep hearing these things over and over again. We need to hear them over and over again, that we are God's authority and to take God's authority over all sickness and illness in the body in Jesus' name, and to step into that power. Because you're healing yourself right now, you know, your body's healing right now as we speak. So take that authority that God gave you and utilize that prayer all the time. Because I know we've talked about this, but sometimes we just need to hear it again. And so utilize that prayer and that power of God every day, and get the much needed rest and trust that God's will is with you and that you're coming out of this in leaps and bounds. Okay? I just wanted to bring that in because that was coming in real fast. And Amanda, do you have some messages that you'd like to share with Marilyn? Please do so.
When you were praying, I saw all of that stuff leaving. I saw all of it just, you know, release. And I was holding the space. I love to hold the space and, you know, say the prayer with you and do all of that. We make a great team. And I just loved what I saw. It was just beautiful. I saw that stuff leaving, all the light coming in. You know, it was great. And I agree. You need to really utilize that because, you know, it's like what I told these people that had the funny stuff in their house. When they give all that fear and all that negativity energy, they're bringing that back in once we cleared it and we did prayers and we did all of that. That happened last week. And it's the same thing with the body. You know, when we clear it and all that, it's good, but we need to keep utilizing, like Beth said, that prayer.
Okay.
Powerful prayer. That prayer Jesus gave us, there's many ways to pray, but these steps that I just ran Marilyn through, it's four quick steps, is that you relax, you quiet your body, and then you get rid of the problem in Jesus' name. You take authority over it. You command it out. That's the second step. The third step is the person who received that healing, that you get rid of the problem first. If you don't get rid of it and cast it out, that problem's there. The third step is you relax your body and allow God's anointing to come through, that healing to manifest. The fourth step is you always take action. That means you move your body and you allow God to work through you. The movement and the action step of moving, you know, dancing a jig, moving your body, running around your room, is activating God's power. It's four steps, and so that is the prayer that I use all the time, and it's we need to know it. And so yes, you know, it's a reminder that we can use that prayer always and trust God's will for you, Marilyn. Use that. He's saying, tell her to use that prayer. He's coming in strong here. Tell him to use that prayer. And, he's being comical, but he's also being kind of stern. He's saying, man, tell her to not listen to outside forces. Tell her to, if it's not good, it's not of God.
Okay.
If it's not good, it's not of God. But when you hear messages, if it's good, it's of God. So
okay.
I know we've had conversations, Marilyn, that you've heard messages that were not good. And that's these entities trying to find their way back into your home, your body. That's how they come back in. So we just say, you get on out of here. You don't get to come back in. This is my space.
Right.
Thank you.
So is that entity gone away from me now, and that the one in my stomach?
Yeah, let's go there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let's pray there, okay? Because it's binding you again. This is remember, you can use muscle testing. You can ask. So we're going to command that out. So what Marilyn had was she has the doctors call it a tumor. I don't call them tumors because I see differently. They're entities that come in the body. And she had an X-ray taken. months ago, and X-ray showed that she had a coil tumor. But I, before she even told me that, I saw, no, you got a, like a snake type entity that wrapped around that artery. It's squeezing on that artery. It's there. It's starting to lift now because I have my hand on it. I want you to relax your body. God, we command that entity to release. We command it to go in Jesus' name. We take authority over that problem. You cannot stay. We command you to go and leave the earth plane at this once. It's releasing. Just relax your body. It's releasing. Relax your body. I command you to go and take authority over you in Jesus' name. We cast you out of the earth plane to never return. I ask the angels to just move it on out. It's releasing, Marilyn. Just relax your body. There's more there this time, though. There was more that came in. Command you to go in Jesus' name. We take authority over you. Release and let go in Jesus' name. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We command you out in Jesus' name and take authority over you. Go. There's one on the bottom. It doesn't want to let go. The others have left. We command that area to relax. It's at the bottom. About 2 inches below your belly button. We command that area to relax. We command that entity to release, that problem to go. Doesn't like me very much. It's hissing at me. We command you to go and release in Jesus' name. We take authority over you in Jesus' name. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Yeah, it's left now. Okay. Now, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Now, just relax your body. Relax your body and allow God's anointing to come through this area. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Now, I want you to move about, stretch, move your body. Move about, stretch, okay. And move your body. Dance a jig. Now, how much better do you feel, Marilyn?
I feel a little better, that's for sure.
Okay, well, it let go. You had more that came in this time.
Wow.
Do you give me permission to scan your body, Marilyn?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go to your head. Okay, I'm going to go right to your head, kind of right to your left eye. Right, your left, it's your right eye. I'm looking at you. Okay, so it's your right in your right eye. Just relax your body. There's just some energies there that want to be transmuted. God, we take authority over this area. We command that area to relax. We command that problem to release in Jesus' name. We take authority over you in Jesus' name. We command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we command you to go. Now, just relax your body. That's it. Just relax. And just turn your head around a little bit. Just move your neck around a little bit. You may not even have been aware that there was a problem there, Marilyn.
No, I had something going on with my eye, so that's why I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, there was something there that needed to go. Just turn your head. Now, how much better do you feel? Look for how much better you feel.
Good. I don't feel that... something sticking in the cornea of my eye.
Yeah,
I had something like it was sticking in my eye.
It's gone now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We edify you and we glorify you. I'm going to come down. I'm scanning through your neck now. I'm scanning. You are free. Okay. Just take a deep breath in. All those entities, all those little problems are gone. Now, I ask that the Holy Spirit flows through her body from head to toe, Father, filling up all those areas and healing those areas that need to be healed, all the cells, the organs, the spine, what's the word I'm looking for? All the areas, yes, all the areas that had a problem. Now, keep in mind, Marilyn, we've talked about this before. Keep in mind, how they try to come back and camp out is put self-doubt in you. They'll say, oh, you're not healed. Oh, you're not healed. And then that puts enough self-doubt in you to allow something to come back through. That's how they work. If it's not good, it's not from God. Okay?
Okay.
So
yes.
You call in the violet flame and the ruby flame and the Christed energies every day, and you keep using that prayer. I promise you, you keep using that prayer. You won't have any sickness come back in your body, okay?
Oh,
you are
good.
The light of God, and the light of God never fails. I thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. So that's the message I believe we have for you, my love, is to unify God's love for you. And, God's coming in real strong here. He's saying, Beth, She must get this. These tormentors will continue to come to her if she doesn't get this. She must get this. Just as Amanda spoke earlier, sometimes she goes back to someone's house and does another clearing. Okay?
Right.
And that can be fun.
Sometimes you have to do that. Mm-hmm.
You have to do that. So, hey, I'm reminded all the time, oh, Beth, get this, you know? Beth, get this. So we all have to get it. We must anchor into God's power. And God is coming in very strong, like fire here. He said, Beth, she will get it when she gets it. But if you want your help, this is what you got to harness into God's power. I'm telling you, I want a healthy body. I want a healthy, I want a fantastic life. So you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to call in on God's power. I utilize that prayer all the time.
Yes.
Okay, and I promise you, woman, you'll be doing backflips, you know.
Oh,
utilize
good.
That prayer. I'm coming in really strongly, Marilyn, on this, okay? Thank you for allowing us to pray with you. And Amanda, thank you for praying with us. All the,
yes,
all the
Amanda.
You're welcome. I love it.
Thank you for assisting us in that prayer, because we all, two or more that are gathered in my name, I am there. So anytime you have two or more people praying, the power of God is with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my love.
Well,
you
thank you, ladies.
Day.
You too.
You're welcome. We
thank
love you.
You.
Love you.
Yes, we do. Blessings. Bye-bye. All right, Beth, that was our last caller. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Amanda, thank you so very much. You are precious to me. And thank you to all the listeners. My prayer was that as I spoke of these things today, that you would hear something that you could utilize in your daily life, and it would be monumental for you. Sometimes we hear something that can seem so small, but it's really big for us. And so my prayer is that you heard something that will assist you in your daily life and your journey. And blessings to all of you, and peace be with you. And thank you, Amanda.
All right. Thank
my
you, Beth.
My dear sister.
We'll have you on again.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Beth Sader. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great day, everybody.